It's Fat Tuesday, and you know what that means in New Orleans. Rex, King of Carnival, reigned over Mardi Gras today. His masked riders tossed beads and gold doubloons, some from their floats newly rebuilt after Hurricane Katrina.
Carnival has not returned to its full pre-Katrina state, and neither has the city. About 200,000 people live in New Orleans now. That's less than half the previous number. There have been 27 murders since New Year's Day, and many people worry about their safety. Most of all, residents are angered by the slow distribution of rebuilding aid. The state's Road Home program got $7.5 billion from the federal government, but had given out just $34 million as of earlier this month. At that pace, it would take 13 years to get money to people who need it.
New Orleans recovery czar Edward Blakely will talk about rebuilding troubles in a few minutes. First, reporter Eve Trobe describes the mix of economic hope and despair.
The bright lobby of the Hilton Riverside Hotel is packed. As guests line up to check in, a manager christens their necks with gold Mardi Gras beads.
I hope you enjoy your stay while you're here with us.
Missy Carlson flew here from Nashville for her seventh Mardi Gras. She rides in the Iris Parade and says last year her floatmates were so happy she came back that they cried. This year, she's excited about the influx of tourists.
There was quite a few on the flight, so. In fact, I got an email from a friend of mine that her son and a friend of his were coming over from Alabama. You know, so I think people are coming back.
Locals like Mel Mathis have booked rooms, too. Mathis rides with his Mardi Gras crew, even though he no longer calls New Orleans home.
Well, from Baton Rouge now, we moved after the storm, so we come down for this event. It's a big, big occasion.
Thousands of displaced locals are bunking with family or friends for Mardi Gras. But the city measures financial success in hotel vacancy rates, and the hotels were 95% full over the weekend. But city officials say it could be 4 or 5 years before Mardi Gras draws the million-plus visitors it did before Katrina. Mary Beth Romig works for the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau and says there continue to be perceptions that New Orleans needs to overcome.
We still are getting those questions. How is the city? Is it ready? Is there still water in the streets? Lately, we've been getting a lot of doubts about the crime situation. And we give them the most up-to-date figures from the police department, including what they've done to amp up security on the streets for the Mardi Gras season.
On the ground, mounted police are saddling up for parade patrol. They're working longer shifts this year, and more officers are stationed on rooftops. Some aspects of Mardi Gras do seem back to normal. Some high schools have reopened, and marching bands are back. Like crowd favorites, the McDonough 35 Marching Ron Eagles in their crimson and gold uniforms. But the band's assistant director, Patrick Williams, notes that this parade, called Endymion, used to roll through Mid-City, a neighborhood that was flooded.
It's not Endymion if they don't do the Mid-City route, you know. They'll just boost up the neighborhood, let them know that Mid-City is up and running, you know.
The club wanted to return, but police said they couldn't afford the extra manpower to secure the parade route. Many here aren't concerned with the politics of parade routes, though. They're just excited to be back catching beads, especially those thrown by Saints players and TV stars like Taylor Hicks and James Gandolfini. Back at the Hilton, shoeshine man George Mitchell is glad business is picking up, but he wishes the rest of the country would stop putting New Orleans under a microscope.
We're getting there like a baby. If people quit trying to catch us and let us fall some, we'll pick ourselves up and learn how to walk on our own.
He's hopeful that the end of today's celebration will mark a new beginning for his troubled city. For NPR News, I'm Eve Troe in New Orleans.